No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
W-T-L.
It's time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Class, and joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, 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 we are. And, you know, yeah, when you have a good week,
yeah,
it's only fitting that we talk about it.
Yeah, no, we did have a good week, and yeah, we need to talk about it.
You know, we do hits and misses usually every week or so, you know, every other week or so, you know, just to kind of keep us in check.
Yeah.
So we can start with some hits and misses. I'll start with a miss.
Yeah.
I liked Oregon last week.
Yeah.
You know,
the Ducks over the Spartans.
Yeah, and when we're talking about it, it was like 22 and a half.
Yeah, right over three touchdowns.
Yep, over three touchdowns, and I had it the whole way.
Yep.
And Michigan State kicks a field goal as time was expiring to get the cover. So it's kind of a kind of a bad beat, but it's a miss.
It's a miss. Yep. It's not a. Those are the ones that hurt you. That you know you have it in check all game, and you're sitting there good. You have a green check mark by it, and then it just they do something to just cover the spread. They had no business kicking that field goal.
Go for it.
Try and get back in the game. But yeah, those are the ones that really hurt you. We're gonna talk Thursday Night Football here in a little bit. The one that I really wanted to get off my chest was I knew Baker was gonna have a big night through the air, and he did obviously, especially in the first half. He had all of his props in the first half throughout, for the whole game.
Yep.
And we're both on Baker. A miss was that I thought the Buccaneers were going to win that game. I did not envision Mr. Kirko Chains having over 500 yards passing in the game.
And
so
I did take the Falcons just for the home team.
Yeah,
I just wanted the home team there. But then we agreed on the Vikings over the Jets.
For sure.
Wow.
Both money line on that one. That's easy over there in London. And
I didn't even look at the plus money for the Jets coach to get fired.
Yeah, but that should have been an easy one.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah, he's gone, and I believe I will be betting against the Jets again this week.
I think that's sometimes they rally the troops, but I don't know. We will get into that.
Yes,
and then
we
both hit on the Cowboys and Chiefs. So
the Kansas City Chiefs.
A lot more green check marks than there were red X's. But yes, let's get into this Thursday night. Woo! NFC West matchup. This is the San Francisco 49ers heading up to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. It's kind of flip-flop. The Seahawks are 3-2. San Francisco, 2-3 on the road. But the 49ers are your 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I the 49ers are dealing with injuries, obviously, CMC and a couple other lingering ones, but who would expect the 49ers to have a 2-3 record right now? I know that nobody across the league would think that.
Yeah.
On Sunday, San Francisco faced off against the Arizona Cardinals, and heading into halftime, they were up 23-10. Kyler Murray kind of went off in the second half, and they lost that game. You know, these divisional games are always going to be close no matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, these guys usually split these. days. That's why I think this is a good spot for Seattle to kind of sneak in a cover.
I like the cover. Yeah, I thought you were going with the money line there, which it's enticing.
It is very enticing.
Plus 155 is what I'm looking at, but I like the cover. I was just looking at a scoreboard of all the NFL scores last week, and the overwhelming amount of them were within four points, 3 points, 1 point. So here, a divisional game, you have one team that's struggling, another team that's actually feeling pretty good about themselves at 3-2. And they're the home dogs. And home dogs have been barking once again in the NFL. I like Seattle as well.
Yeah, for sure. The more talented team on paper, obviously, is the 49ers. Sure. But are we trusting a 2-3 team to go on the road to find success in division rivalry? Yeah. I don't think so. I think that they might win this game outright, Andy. But I'm going to take the points to be safe. I do have one prop play that I believe is going to hit. It's going to hit in the first quarter of this game, Andy.
First quarter.
Just like the Baker bet. This is This is the prop bet of the week, and it's Deebo Samuel over 12.5 rushing yards. They're going to get him in the mix.
Yeah.
He had a terrible game last weekend. Mm-hmm. This is 12 yards for one of the most explosive players on that side of the ball for the San Francisco 49ers. Yep. That's a lock. He's going to probably get 60 to 75 yards in this game on the ground.
Yeah, and I like that a lot. I love it when you kind of scour the player props there and find those. To go back to the point spread, San Francisco over the last 9 games have only covered twice.
Yeah.
And they are, I just saw something wild, they're 0-6 against the spread against teams out of the NFC.
Yeah.
Let alone divisional teams.
It's absolutely insane how they're playing right now, but I think they're just kind of scattered right now and don't know, you know, they don't have a true identity right now either. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so I like Seattle at home.
49.5 is your total.
Yeah.
Looks like the under is at a -105.
Yeah, a lot of people would be going under on this just because they think they're going to try and keep the ball out of the 49ers' hands as much as they can and run that ball. So I'm probably on the under as well.
I'm leaning towards that under as well.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on to a game that I think you're going to be at?
Yeah,
right?
That's a Baltimore this weekend.
Yes, sir. This is a high noon kickoff, 12 o'clock kickoff on CBS.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens versus the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
Let's see here. Baltimore is a 6.5-point favorite, so just under that touchdown.
Yeah.
Washington's still not getting that love, still not getting the respect.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, Andy. I love what Washington's doing. Their rookie quarterback, obviously, is a phenomenon. Not only talking about rookie of the year hype, talking about MVP hype as
well. Should be, yes.
But the one glaring thing on their team is the opposite for the Ravens and the best thing that the Ravens have going for them. The Commanders' problem is they're giving up 5 yards per carry on the ground this year. And guess who's coming to town? Lamar Jackson and King Henry.
Yeah.
This is going to be a field day. If you got DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever it is, get King Henry in the lineup because he is going to go ballistic this weekend on these Commanders.
Oh, yeah. He's already got 6 touchdowns on the season, nearly 600 yards on the ground, and he was in beast mode pretty much all last week.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
And it's not going to slow down. Washington's defense has struggled to start the year, ranking in the bottom 10 of each of the areas that we mentioned above. Yeah. They're in the bottom of it. And
they have to outscore their opponents.
They have to outscore, and that's what, you know,
they're 4-1.
Daniels is putting up a lot of points right now. I just believe Ravens at home, I believe this is a good cover spot for the Ravens.
Knowing that the Commanders have been able to outscore their opponent, and they need to, the way their defense is playing right now, this total is elevated a little bit, 52.5, and we've seen it with the Ravens. They don't mind getting in a track meet, even if it doesn't quite suit them.
Yeah, they can still do it.
They can still do it, especially when that fourth quarter rolls around and they know they need to make up a score or two. So I think that's why we're seeing the over at a -110.
Yeah, no, I believe the over is a good play, Andy. I believe both these teams are going to be pushing four touchdowns, both of them scoring 4 touchdowns. And I just believe the Ravens are going to overtake that late, fresher team and going to be able to run out that clock. So I believe they get the cover. I believe they win this game 35-28, which would push that over that over.
All right, you'll have to give us a Facebook Live, a YouTube Live from
the
stadium.
I can't wait to go. It's going to be a lot of fun to see the reigning MVP against the new face of the NFL with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and he is one of your odds-on leaders for that MVP, not just Rookie of the Year. All right, let's go to the afternoon then.
Let's do it.
Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Denver Broncos.
Ooh.
Denver Broncos, another one of these teams that are surprising.
They're sitting
at 3-2, and they got the Chargers coming to town. But the Chargers are your road favorites.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a -2.5 that just got bet down from 3 on most books.
Yeah, and I think I have to stick with the Broncos again this week. You know, Denver have been carving out a winning record through 5 games thanks to some scrappy play. Like I was saying last week, it does remind you of that Tim Tebow team that
hangs around,
has about 10 passing attempts on the day, makes a play with his legs when he has to. The defense is just absolutely, stellar. So Denver's defense came up with 3 interceptions last week against the Raiders. The Chargers haven't been blowing anybody out. I believe that they win this game, but I can see Denver covering this 3 points.
Both these teams have kind of been dinged up early in the season. Herbert has been out. J.K. Dobbins is the leading rusher here for your Los Angeles Chargers. Denver blows my mind with how bad their offense can be.
Yeah.
Their leading running back right now has under 200 yards on the season.
It's insane.
Bo Nix has more interceptions than touchdown passes right now.
Yep.
A couple hundred yards under 1,000.
It's absolutely insane. The Broncos only mustered 289 yards on offense last week, 180 passing, 18 first downs, and only went 3 of 12 on third down tries, and still won. It's absolutely insane what they're doing right now. But L.A., same way, just ended with 224 yards, only 169 passing, and only 4 yards of play.
Hey, shout out to our friend of the program, Jeremy Odom.
Yeah.
Remember how we had our fantasy special?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was saying, hey, look out for Ladd
McConkey.
The great white hope out of Georgia University. He's their leading receiver right now.
Yeah.
2 touchdowns, 176 yards.
Yeah. that's nothing to, if you have this guy on your fantasy team, you're not feeling like great about it.
No.
But the LA Chargers, but the Chargers had to have some, extra time and rest and prep up for this one though. So I think it will be a competitive game. I don't think LA will quite cover though.
Okay. So that total is way down to, this is just crazy. 35.5.
35.
The over is at a -115. The under is at -105. So better odds for that over.
Yeah, I don't feel good betting the over on this one, Andy. But it's so low for an NFL game to. I'm gonna sidestep it. I don't have anything
wild
to input on this one. If I had to bet, if somebody came up and said you have to bet this, I would bet the under.
You'd bet the under?
I would bet the under.
Man,
Denver's defense is playing very, very good, and Broncos can't score, and the Chargers have been struggling as well. So
Chargers are 2-2 in the season.
I see this game ending like 14-9 is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, an oddball number there. I mean, it could end up at like 10-11.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. Something weird. So. Well, there's the horn, so we're up against it. But we always have a minute to talk about one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. We've been enjoying the Eos. It's their Hefeweizen, one of their core series brews. It's a Bavarian wheat beer, and it's unfiltered. And it's highlighted with notes of vanilla and nutmeg is what I'm reading here. Yeah, it's actually one of my favorites. It kind of has that banana flavor
it.
Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours, Ian. D. Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Talk some NFL.
Yep.
Now we got to dive into some college football.
Yes.
As you always say, a little CFB.
Yes.
Huskers covered for us.
Yep.
Yeah, we said that. We said they would.
And then they're taking a week off. Love it.
They're actually one of the hottest teams right now as far as against the spread, ATS. They're amongst the leaders with a 4-1.
Boom.
Against the spread. And I'm going to talk about that a little little bit.
Yeah.
Some of the dogs and some of the teams people need to be leery of.
Mm-hmm.
There are 5 teams that are 0-5 or 0-6 against the spread.
Yikes.
Those teams include Kansas, North Carolina State, yeah. North Carolina, Air Force. Maybe they're having a good season, but they're not covering.
Yeah.
And Kansas State's 0-5 against the spread.
Yeah, Kansas State obviously still having a pretty all right season, yeah. but still not covering. So, yeah, if you're betting on them, you're losing money.
Your name brands that get a lot of money, a lot of action week in and week out that are not covering that you need to be aware of. Oregon's 1-4. Yep. LSU's 1-4. Georgia is 1-4
against.
And Michigan.
And the Wolverines.
The Wolverines are 1-5 against.
Lost me a parlay this weekend.
Those are your 10 worst teams that, as far as against the spread are concerned,
gotcha.
This season.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes, but we need to talk about a big noon kickoff at 11 a.m. on
yeah.
Fox.
Big 10.
Big 10, of course. It's the Washington Huskies. Heading
yeah.
on over to Iowa City to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes, where your Hawkeyes are a 2.5-point favorite. This line opened up at 2.5, and it is staying at 2.5. Your total's at 41.5.
Yeah, Andy, the Hawkeyes dazzled by reaching 40 points against an FCS squad, followed it by 38 points against a very bad Troy team. Then they even scored 31 points against Minnesota. But the best two teams on the schedule, the Hawkeyes has reverted to yeah. the old of Iowa, averaging 265 yards and 13 points against Iowa State and Ohio State.
Yeah. Only scored 7 against Ohio State.
Exactly, yeah. Andy. I do believe that they can win this game, but it's going to be a close one. And, you know, if they do lose to Washington, which there's a very real possibility that they lose this game, mm-hmm. I think Kirk Ferentz might be on the hot seat.
No, get out of here.
I think he will be if
no
they
way.
Lose this game.
What is their quarterback name, Aaron Rodgers? No, it's yeah. McNamara.
No, but Washington faced a very similar brand of football last week, beating a Michigan team that
yes.
also can't throw the ball. The difference is that I think the Hawkeye defense is just a little bit better, Andy, than the Wolverines unit. So
wow.
Washington defense is quietly one of the most surprising units in the country, holding all six of their opponents. Under 25
yep.
points.
Yep.
They haven't faced any particularly good offense, but that won't change on Saturday. So I believe this is a very good game. This is going to be maybe a little bit of a bore fest. I see this going Iowa 17, Washington 14.
Yeah, and I think that's – this is a spot where my best bet might be that under.
Yeah.
This line opened up at 40.5, and it's been bet up to 41.5.
Yeah.
And I was looking at some stats here. Washington has gone under 6 of their last 7 games, and that total is always low with Iowa.
Yeah.
And we've seen what they can do against, Big Ten opponents. I like the under.
Yeah, under 41, even under 40, I think this is pretty safe, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my best bet, if I had to throw a best bet out there, I think they're going to get upset. I think Washington's going to come
wow.
in to Iowa City and win that game. So plus 130, plus 150, wherever you can find it
yep.
best. Go Huskies, and Ferentz might be pushed out the door.
All right, well, we'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, we got a afternoon game on ABC or ESPN Plus, depending
yeah.
on your provider, and it is an old Big 8, an old Big 12. Red River rivalry. The Texas Longhorns are your new number one team in the nation.
Yeah.
They are 5-0, taking on the 4-1 Sooners, who are still ranked 18th in the nation, doing a little bit better than what I think a lot of people
For
are
sure.
saying they're going to be. But it doesn't matter. The Longhorns are so hot. They're over a 2-touchdown favorite right
yeah.
now, 14.5. I'm seeing some books now getting it down to 14 even.
Yeah. I don't know, Andy. On paper, obviously, Texas is, substantially better than Oklahoma.
But it's in Oklahoma.
It's in Oklahoma, and few rivalry games are as unpredictable as this Red River
mm-hmm.
rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like Oklahoma covering this line. The health of Quinn Ewers is, also looms large on
yeah.
the Texas side.
Yeah.
He's QB1 again. Arch Manning has performed, fine.
He almost has 1,000 yards.
Yeah. Yes. But Oklahoma's defense is kind of nasty. It has allowed no more than 25 points in any game this season.
Sure.
So I like getting the 14.5 points for Oklahoma
man.
In this rivalry. I think Texas does win this game. It won't cover. Take the under and lean Oklahoma against the spread. That's the way I'm looking at this game.
I mean, I know the past of the past, but Texas has covered 8 out of the last 12 times that these two teams have squared off. And
yep.
I think that speaks a little bit to the unpredictability of this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at the Cotton Bowl, all those things. Beautiful weather, of course, 83 at kickoff. So, the total is only at 49.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's been bet down significantly
for
from
sure.
where the line has opened up. I kind of like these two teams getting in a shootout.
Yeah.
You know, like a Red River shootout or
something. Yeah, I see where you're going there, Andy, but the Sooners cannot
their defense,
win a shootout.
Yeah.
They can't win a shootout, Andy. Texas knows that, and so does Oklahoma. The Sooners are going to do everything physically possible to make this game ugly. They'll slow the tempo, lean on the run, both from running backs and the new starting quarterback, Michael Hawkins Jr., who is mobile, to cause issues with that Texas defense, keep the clock moving, the under is the play, and push for Oklahoma to cover this game. I swear.
Wow. Well, if the under hits, then I do think the Sooners will probably get that cover.
Yeah.
And that's the way both of these lines are moving right now. The spread's getting bet down. It's getting a little tighter.
Yeah.
And the total's getting bet way down. Open up at 54.5. Now it's all the way down to 49.5, depending on where you're looking. So,
and the Texas quarterback has not played since week 3, Andy. So there's going to be a little bit of rust.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they played a defense quite like Oklahoma yet. So this is going to – I can't wait to watch this game. This is going to be the best – one of the funnest games to watch this weekend, obviously. Red River rivalry and all that showdown. But this just has a, you know, two ranked teams standpoint, this is one of the best all weekend.
Yeah, the ESPN analytics has Texas giving them an 85% chance to win this game.
Any team that's ranked one or, you know, right around one is always going to get that projection.
Big time.
But as I predicted last week, Vanderbilt was going to beat Alabama. So
yeah, you got that one. You nailed that.
No, I just believe that this is way too of an inflated line for the rivalry and for how well Oklahoma's been playing this this year under the radar a little bit.
All righty. Well, okay. I think I really do agree with you as far as Oklahoma covering. I do like that. We'll see how much further that gets bet down as far as the total.
Yeah.
All right. Let's end in Big Ten country.
Okay.
Los Angeles. I heard that was in California.
Yeah.
A guy told me that in the preseason, a coach from UCLA. All right. But your Trojans are 3-2.
Yeah.
Having a tough go of it. A drop in a game. A close one to Minnesota. It's kind of funny watching those two teams square off because they were both wearing the same color uniform.
Colors. And Minnesota wasn't in their normal helmets and stuff.
Yeah.
It just looked weird.
Yeah. PJ Fleck, I think he just has that weird factor. He's got to do it.
He does.
Penn State's 5-0, 2-0 in the conference, ranked 4th in the nation. They just keep winning.
Yeah, they do.
They just keep winning. And they are your road favorites by over a field goal. I'm looking at, it got bet up to 5.5. This line opened up at 4. It's already all the way up 1.5.
Yeah, Andy, I think this one's pretty straightforward. I think Penn State might come in and knock the wheels off these guys.
Whoa.
Penn State has surrendered 11 or fewer points in 3 straight games and 18 combined across that whole trio, Andy.
Yeah.
As for USC last weekend, like you said, tough times against Minnesota in the second half, ultimately posting 3 turnovers, 8 penalties for 59 yards. Outside of a handful of mistakes, however, USC didn't play terribly. It just really put a spotlight on them in the second half there. But
that said,
the Trojans will need a big – they're going to have a big game offensively against Penn State to win this game, and I just don't see them doing that.
Even the Minnesota game, I watched that one.
Yeah.
And I just always felt like Moss, their quarterback, was going to bring him back and win it.
Yep, right.
You know, and it felt that way. It looked that way. And then some of those calls started falling the way of USC. PJ Fleck was losing his mind.
That was
kind of funny.
Yeah, I love seeing him in anguish. It's awesome.
But now you look across the way, Aller for Penn State, he's about as good.
He's just as good.
Statistically,
if not better, so.
Yeah, statistically, he might even be better. 9 touchdowns, only 1 interception compared to 9 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, which Moss, he's found himself behind a lot of games to where he's pushing that ball down the field. He has to take risks. And that's going to be the same here, I believe, this week. So what about that total at 50.5? You can easily see a path where USC is going to have to score because they're behind.
Yeah.
And the Nittany Lions, Penn State, are going to want to keep their distance, so they might keep scoring as well.
Yeah, you can see a path for it, Andy. I just think that Penn State's defense is a lot
just
better than
good.
That.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to be bleeding time because they don't really care about blowing people out either. You saw the game against Illinois. They just won 21-7. And we saw Illinois come into Lincoln and win that game or whatever. That is a good football team, Andy.
Yeah.
And they had their way with them, kind of.
Yep.
And I don't believe USC is in that echelon of people yet. So I love Penn State. Under a touchdown, I believe Penn State gets us.
Gets
in the
cover.
In the under is a good
and
play as well.
That's a good point because they also beat UCLA last week, just 27-11. Very
exactly.
similar score.
Yeah.
Their only really blowout win other than, the cupcakes on their schedule, West Virginia, they beat them 34-12 the
exactly.
first game of the season. So their offense can do it.
And they're not giving up a lot of points.
They are not giving up a lot of points whatsoever. Illinois might not be the best team out there. Same with UCLA, but these are Big Ten opponents, real teams with real offenses, and they're holding them to a touchdown or so. So I like that as well. Under and Penn State with the cover.
I'm with you.
All righty, you heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to stay right in our lane with NCAA football.
Couple big matchups.
My God. The good thing, and I've said it before, this conference realignment and all this jazz, it forces the hand in these conferences.
It really does.
You can't dance around it. You got to get these matchups, and they make more money off it. All the things.
They're
all
huge.
The things.
And, and these matchups, mean a lot with the college football playoff, but it doesn't mean you're absolutely dead if you lose one of these. So it is fun in that aspect as well. One of these guys, especially the one that we're going to talk about here, 2-3, one of them's coming out with a loss, but that does not mean they're out of the college football playoff.
Not at all. And so you led us right into it, a Big Ten matchup. The Ohio State Buckeyes are heading on up to Eugene, Oregon to take on the third ranked in the nation, Oregon Ducks. Both teams are 5-0. Oklahoma State's your 3.5-point road favorite. Well, three. It's opened
three.
Up. Yeah, but just got bet down to three. Most books are at three now. It did open at 3.5, so not a lot of movement. Still a little early there.
Yeah.
A lot of folks that I've been talking to, and you listen to pundits and whatnot.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of leaning towards Ohio State pulling off this victory.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people are behind Ohio State just because they finally got tested against an elite defensive front, like we were talking about in the last segment, Iowa, last Saturday, and it answered the bell. The Buckeyes averaged 5 yards per carry and put a really positive game out there for Ohio State fans. And, additionally, Chip Kelly's offense on the other side isn't playing at a lightning pace right now, like the Oregon of old, and how you look at it either.
I mean,
so
it's really tough to poke holes through this because last week was their worst offensive performance.
Yeah,
they still scored 35 points.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
I guess.
I kind of gee whiz. It's such a curveball because it's a new matchup.
Yeah.
You're heading out to Eugene.
It is a new matchup.
And the line being at three, it just feels like that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, it really does.
3.5,
they're
going
to give it to. Yeah, they're going to give the line towards Ohio State because you have to, because they're one of the best teams in the nation. But like you said, I do believe that Oregon probably has the better quarterback in Dylan Gabriel. Will Howard has been...
Howard has better numbers.
He's not very efficient, though, throwing the ball down the field. And I believe he's going to have to do that in this game, Andy, more than he's had to do against these opponents that we were just talking about.
Okay. All
right. But you know, to say that, I do believe that with Ohio State, their defensive line, one of the best in the country, they're going to make Gabriel run for his life, and he's going to have not as a finishing game as what they have been doing. So they're number one nationally in finishing drives allowed, and that was on full display against Iowa last weekend. So I believe Ohio State pulls this one off and covers.
You know, and we talked about it last segment, you know, some of the worst teams out there as far as against the spread. Yeah. Oregon, 1-4 this year against the spread. Ohio State's kind of on the other side of that. After we get into this next matchup, I'll kind of get more into that.
Yeah.
Should we move on to that next matchup?
Yeah, I would just say I love the under in this game, Andy. I know a lot of people are probably telling everybody it's, you know, Oregon versus Ohio State.
Thinking it's been
about
bet down.
Thinking about points. I believe the under is the way. Ohio State, like I said, best defensive line in the country. Buckeyes lead the country in sack percentage. And the thing that makes Ohio's defense is so good, it limits opponents when they cross the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
The Buckeyes rank number one nationally in finishing, like I said, finishing drives allowed. So I believe the under is a good play here as well.
And the public money is following you because this line opened up at 55.5. It's already been bet down to 53 or 53.5, depending on where you're looking. So
let's do it.
There you go. I think you're in a
Ohio State by a little more than what they're predicting.
All right. Well, now, so that game was a kickoff at 6:30 on NBC or Peacock. Yep. We have another 6:30 kickoff, so you know it's going to be a good one. The SEC, a top 13 matchup, the ninth-ranked Ole Miss Rebels, coming off a pretty good win.
Yeah.
Are taking on the LSU Tigers, and the Tigers are still ranked 13 in the nation.
For sure.
They're still 4-1. The Rebels are 5-1, but the Rebels, God, we're seeing a lot of this. They are the road favorite at 3.5. This line opened at 3.5, and it's staying right there.
Love LSU here, Andy, to win this outright.
Really?
To win this outright.
Well, it is at home.
Yeah, since Lane Kiffin took over as Ole Miss, he has had some really, really good football teams, Andy.
Yeah.
And this year as well is a very, very good football team. However, he rarely wins big games, especially if they are away from Ole Miss. The Tigers will avoid a second loss, and they stay undefeated in SEC play. This is in Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, one of the most, of the hardest places to play, especially in the SEC. I believe LSU wins this outright. Take the money line, but if you need those points for assurance, take them. LSU wins this game.
Ole Miss is 0-5 against the spread. Their last five games when playing on the road in Louisiana, in the state of Louisiana. That includes a lot of LSU Tiger games. Yeah, it feels like Lane Kiffin's almost like fool's gold every year. They're good. They're so good. They'll knock off a high-flying opponent, and then they'll just give it right back the next week. And Kelly, on the other side, he's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
You know, he's a weirdo, but he's a really good coach. We saw what he could do at Notre Dame, and I think he's got things going in the right direction at LSU.
Yeah, for sure. And I just don't believe in Ole Miss's offensive yet. They have shown explosive tendencies this year, but I believe it's going to be in a different position going into LSU this weekend.
Okay, so you know how we talked about the worst teams against the spread thus far? Let's talk about the best teams in collegiate football against the spread as far as that's concerned. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams are 5-0 against the spread so far. That includes BYU, Marshall, Eastern Michigan, Pitt, and Army. Now, Ole Miss is right there at 5-1 against the spread so far. So this is a tricky one. I think that's why you're not seeing a lot of movement on that point spread.
No, I don't believe it's going to move either, Andy. I believe that most people do believe that Ole Miss is the better team. I just don't believe that they're factoring in that this is a very hard place to play, and LSU isn't get as much love as they are. And they're still sitting there at number 13 in the nation, Andy.
Yeah.
They are such a good team. And playing at home, the over-under's absolutely insane, too, Andy.
Both these
with
teams
60,
score.
But they score a lot of points.
Yeah.
But it's at 64 points.
Yeah.
I believe this kind of a rivalry game, I don't know if you can call it a rivalry game, but I believe this being such a big matchup, I don't think as many points are going to be scored as what people are talking about right now.
Well, the line opened up at 64.5. Now, as you mentioned, a lot of books have gathered or settled on 63.
Yeah.
And really there's only one way for that to go. I mean, you're not betting overs on 64.5.
That's tough.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
That's pretty tough, but they are expecting a shootout, and that's probably the way it's going to be. But I believe LSU gets a last laugh.
All righty, so let's move on to the nightcap. That is the 18th ranked Kansas State Wildcats. And on out to Boulder to take on the Colorado Buffaloes. Now, Colorado, we've talked a lot of smack a couple of times these guys, but they are 4-1.
Yeah.
They are 4-1. They have bounced back after the Nebraska loss, and they're playing a pretty good brand of football right now.
Yeah.
I feel like this is more of a toss-up, but the point spread has it at Kansas State at a -4. This line opened up at -5.5.
Yeah.
So you're still getting it's been bet down a little bit, but the overwhelming amount is still on Kansas State.
Yeah, Andy, I feel like I'm saying the same thing about Colorado every week. I love watching
Shadur.
I love watching Hunter. They are, you know, they're must see television every week. They are, and I do believe that the defense.
High on them against Central Florida, and got paid off.
Yeah, and I do believe the defense is somewhat improved from last season. I do believe that. I just don't see them playing against an actual football team in Kansas State. you know, we saw against UCF, you know, playing pretenders. UCF isn't initially as good as everybody thought.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor, lame duck, and they needed a Hail Mary and a Travis Hunter forced fumble right at the end
overtime
to win that one, to pull that one off. I just don't see them.
It's at Folsom Field. It's in Colorado.
Again, I don't think that means much either.
What?
I think the shine's kind of coming off them. I think most
people. It's going to be a big crowd.
But is it? But are people even caring about this anymore?
They're 4-1.
I don't believe that. I think
it's a night game on ESPN, national audience.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will tune into it. But I've seen that, you know. I just believe the shine is off it. Kansas State wins this one in landslide. I believe Colorado scores two touchdowns, probably both to Travis Hunter, and Kansas State kind of rolls them. That's just the way I'm feeling on this game.
Yeah, you know, Shador is the better quarterback, maybe the second best player on the field on this one. Hunter has to be the best. I love how he is skyrocketing up on the Heisman.
For sure, he should be.
He very well should be. He deserves it so far.
Yeah.
If it just ended right now, I would think he should get it, which I don't think they're going to give it to him. But anyway, this is being bet down. So right now you're loving it that it's getting tighter and tighter
because
you're saying Kansas State's going to get this by a touchdown or more.
If this gets to a field goal, this is a surefire one for me, Andy. I just believe that they're going to have their way against Colorado's front. If it gets going, Colorado will not be able to match the Wildcats score for score. I'm not a believer in the Buffaloes yet. I've seen them play. Yeah. I've seen the defense. It's not going to work out for them in this matchup.
Yeah, even North Dakota State came down in the last play of the game, right?
Yes.
First game of the year. Boy, that feels like ages ago. This total keeps getting bet up, 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 up. Now it's all the way up to 56.5. So under.
Take the under. Take the Wildcats. Lean to the under, as I don't see Colorado making it far over 20. Like I said, I think they're going to score two touchdowns.
Jeez, come on. They scored 20. Yeah, they had a couple stinkers, I guess. You know, 10 against Nebraska. But, but otherwise, they've been pretty prolific.
No, I get it. And he, you know, Sanders and Hunter are probably good for, you know, 12 to 14 points on the spread themselves.
Yeah.
But I believe that's all that they got. And people are going to catch on to that. Kansas State is a good football team.
Oh, of course
they're going to score 35 points. Colorado's not going to be anywhere near that. They cover easily. Back the under as well.
All righty. I do like the under. I think the under is the smart play there. But man, I just feel like Colorado could rise up. But, okay, maybe I'll just stay away from that then. We'll just go with the under.
Kansas State's a lot better than UCF and Baylor.
That's a great point. You heard the horn, that means we're up against it, but let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company, world-class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got that right.
Yes, sir. And we always do it. We always end it in a big way.
Yeah.
We got to get to Monday night. We got to do Sunday night.
Yeah.
And we're going to start in the Big D.
The Big D.
Dallas. Yeah. This is a 3:25 afternoon kickoff on Fox.
It's one of the funnest games of the weekend, for sure.
It should be a lot of fun, right?
Two
really good teams. We're going to be in Jerry World. Cowboys coming off a nice win, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Detroit Lions are 3-1, and they are your on-the-road favorite by a field goal over the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, this is a fun one because of a couple things, Andy. But the first thing that I got to say is that over, Andy, is at 52.5.
Hasn't moved. Opened at 52.5.
Ding, 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 ding. Over. The Lions scored 42 points in their last game, but the defense was awful, giving up 29 points, and their defense is going to be, you know, it's not going to be better here. Jared Goff is going to find success through the air, but so is Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a huge game here. Look for neither team to play any sort of defense here, and this is going to be a fun game and a very big shootout.
Yeah, you know, we give Dak a lot of bad time, and just the national press does.
Yeah, for sure.
And it comes with being a Dallas Cowboys quarterback
and one of the highest paid players in the history of the world.
That's true. You know, and sometimes he doesn't help himself, right? He has 4 interceptions.
Yeah.
2 of 8 touchdowns. So it's like, is that good? Is it bad? Jared Goff has only 5 touchdowns to 4 picks.
For sure.
And he doesn't have as many yards. So Dak's, his numbers are better. They're just better across the board than Jared Goff's. But I feel like through this prism, everyone looks at Goff like he's having a great year once again, and he's doing good. He's not doing
as
good as Dak.
It's still just the metrics of the Lions being good. A lot of people aren't used to that, and it has to be because of their, you know, quarterback. It's not necessarily the case, but that's the way it is. Yeah. They're averaging 26 points.
Hey, they beat the Cardinals.
That
looks like a lot better win now.
And the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Very good games. But like I said, they are going to rack up the points here. But I kind of like the Cowboys to cover at home. I really do.
Yeah.
I was on them last week, and they showed out, and I believe it's going to be the same way for them here. They went in a shootout.
Hey, and I'm going to do my NFC North bias. I'm going to take the Cowboys, too. And I got Dak on fantasy. I need this guy to throw more touchdowns and less interceptions.
Best play is that over, though. I love the over.
All righty. Should we move on to a Sunday night?
No, Sunday night.
We'll leave that to
Carrie.
To Carrie.
Yeah,
Carrie Underwood.
She's a little better.
She has that down. This is on NBC, a 7:20 kickoff. Cincinnati Bengals not having the start they wanted. They're going back on the road to take on the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Both teams have losing records, right? The surprise, though, is the Bengals, the worst of the two, at 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a great game last week and still lost.
Yeah.
The Giants are 2-3, and they are your 3.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
At home, we saw this a lot in college this week,
and
we're seeing it again in the NFL. The road teams are being favored.
Yeah, I believe it's justified in this one, Andy. The Bengals have had their issues, but I think this is the spot. This is the get on the right track spot. Bengals have scored 38 points in the last game, like you're alluding to. They're going to have no issue running up the score here. I still don't trust Mr. Daniel Jones, especially with neighbor not being able to play there. And he's going to struggle here. The Giants' offense isn't going to run up the score, and the Bengals are going to cruise to a victory here. I'm backing this spread. I love the 3.5. It's easy money for the boys out of Cincinnati.
I mean, come on. The Giants are coming off a win where they put up 29 points against the Seahawks.
Yep.
The other side, Bengals are coming off a loss where they did score 38, and that was a wildly entertaining game with the overtime, all
Jamar
those
Chase
things.
Went insane.
Yeah. The Bengals, I can't put my finger on them. Offensively, they have great output, but they've lost a game 25-26, 38-33, 41-38 last week to the Ravens. They're right there, and it does feel like this is the spot, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
We're going to go on the road, and we're going to give the Giants, we're going to serve them the medicine.
Yep, they are going to, and I believe the Giants are just a little bit too comfy about where they're at right now. I think they think that they're a pretty decent team. I do believe that, and everybody's like, well, Daniel Jones isn't that bad. I believe this is going to be a huge spot for them, and they are going to get blown out by this Bengals team. Bengals are going to feel very good coming off the field. on Sunday night.
The point spread hasn't moved. Open at 3.5. It's still at 3.5 on your most your books, consensus-wise.
Yeah.
The total hasn't moved either. This game might not be receiving a lot of action, which it is the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
But this line opened up at, the total is at 48.5. It's still at 48.5.
Yeah.
Do you like that over with just Cincinnati slinging it?
Yeah, I believe the over is the play, Andy. I believe it will start going up, you know, closer to Sunday. Obviously, people start betting mm-hmm. this game, mm-hmm. you know, during the day on Sunday because yeah. it's a Sunday night game. I believe the over is the play, so get it as low as you can.
I also really like that those receivers are coming back into the fold for Cincinnati.
T. Higgins had a huge game as well.
Yeah, Higgins had a big game. Ja'Marr Chase obviously had a big game. He's already got 5 touchdowns on the season.
Yeah.
And Burrow has been playing really good. They're,
they are good.
They don't have the wins.
And they've been playing some pretty decent teams. The Giants do not fall into that for me.
All righty. Nothing kind of funky. You're not looking at any player props or anything?
Not on that one, Andy.
Okay,
no.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move to Monday night then.
Yes.
Game in New York, where the upstate Buffalo Bills are going on the road to take on a team that's missing a coach right now.
Yeah.
The New York Jets are they're only a 2.5-point underdog to the Buffalo Bills. I know the Bills haven't had the season they've wanted as of, you know, they're 3-2.
Yeah.
Jets are 2-3. Okay, I kind of get that. And we've seen teams that they get their coach fired and they rally for the troops, right? And they win it for the interim coach or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't. The Jets have been a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Since day one here this season.
Since day one, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Stories all this time, can't get along with his head coach. Everybody's saying that it's fine and all of that stuff. Obviously, it's not. Obviously, he's not going to have a good rapport with this new guy coming in, a defensive coach. It's just not going to work out for him.
He's also on the injury report this week.
No, I'm sure. Maybe he'll just sit out when it comes to Monday.
I quit.
These guys aren't good. No, Bills blow these guys out. Bills blow them out. Josh Allen's going to go absolutely insane in this game. The Jets are a dumpster fire. They're going to become an even bigger dumpster fire. If you hold any stock in the New York Jets, sell it right now because it's going low, 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 low.
There we go. Jabron going against the public money. This opened at 3 because it's already been bet down to 2.5.
Yeah.
And you're saying it doesn't matter. The Bills got it by a field goal easily. So now the total has been bet down to 40.5. Do you like the over?
Yeah, I think I do like the over, Andy. Mm. I believe the Buffalo Bills are going to put it on. And the Buffalo Bills have a bad taste in their mouth losing to the Houston Texans last week.
That was a rough one. 23-20.
You get the side eye picture from Stephon Diggs. Good. That's pretty funny.
That was a good meme.
Very good meme.
That was a good meme.
And
yep.
you know, Josh Allen, you know, he's a good guy and he didn't mean any, you know, bad stuff towards Stephon Diggs or anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's really funny to see Stephon get that, you know, side eye in there and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I believe that they are foaming at the mouth to beat the crap out of somebody. And I believe that the New York Jets are in a bad place right now in going against the wrong team this weekend.
Yeah, kind of a hungry team, right?
In
the Bills, licking their wounds a little bit, thinking they had let one slip.
Yeah.
And this isn't like a couple weeks ago where the Jets almost snuck out and almost beat Denver 10-9. This isn't an offense like Denver.
No, not at all. This is an offense with one of the best players in the NFL, Andy.
Yeah.
And the Jets are in one of those rare spots, Andy, that I didn't even mention, where they have no bye week after an international game, even on Monday night. This is still a short week for them.
Sure.
And throw your coach getting fired.
Yep.
On that fire, and throw Aaron Rodgers on that fire as well.
A lot of fuel to that
fire. I'm sure he took off like this today off of practice, and then tomorrow he's got to be on Pat McAfee and start the ayahuasca stuff all over again and all that kind of stuff. So, no, give me the Bills by a bunch. The Jets are done. They shouldn't even play these last 15 games or whatever it is.
Yeah, and the Jets are only 2-5. Against the spread at home.
Yeah, and they only have like 7 or 8 more primetime games this year's scheduled. So it's just going to be a lot of fun watching these guys in primetime. I think they had 8 to start the season with, and my Carolina Panthers can't get one.
It goes Iowa Hawkeyes, Jets, Colorado Buffalo, your three favorite teams this year.
Yeah, I love them. They're always on TV. It's the best. You'd think that they're the Kansas City Chiefs. No, they're the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
All right, Mr. Parlay Pounder, you got to have a parlay.
I do. And I'm going to start it off with the Buffalo Bills by 2.5 points. By all the reasons I just said, the Jets are a dumpster fire. They win this by 2.5 easily. Okay. My next portion is the Atlanta Falcons covering 6 points against my Carolina Panthers. This is easy, even in Carolina. Atlanta's going to come out slinging. Kirk's got it going. He has about three guys that he loves throwing the ball to, and Carolina's not going to be able to defend it.
Big time last week.
So 6 points, they beat Carolina by a touchdown easily. And then that in that first segment, we talked about the Baltimore Ravens. I do believe they win by a touchdown. This is a 6.5-point spread at home against the Commanders. The Ravens are in a good spot with the two leading rushers. Picking apart that Washington defense. Yeah. They win by a touchdown. So I'm going Falcons, Bills, Ravens, all in that order.
Really like that Falcons pick there. Kirk Cousins hit a whole nother level there, passing for over 500 yards in a game. And you mentioned is building a great rapport with all three receivers.
Exactly.
There, and they go three deep, three wide.
And they're playing the worst team in the NFL.
And that's a big part of it. And I like that spot that you're talking about with the Ravens.
Yeah.
No matter how you slice it, dice it, cut it up, the Redskins or the Commanders still have a rookie quarterback, and they're running into one hell of a team.
One of the best teams in the NFL, the Ravens. Obviously, they've lost two games already this season.
Yeah.
People forget, when you're good, you have to play all the best teams. You have to play all the best teams. The Bills run into it. The Chiefs run into it. The Ravens run into it.
Yep.
The Bengals run into it. Yep. That's what it is.
Yep.
But for that parlay, I'm going Atlanta -6, Buffalo Bills -2.5, Baltimore Ravens -6.5, putting all three of those together, putting 25 on it to win 150.
There it is. You got it, folks. That's your parlay play from the parlay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Well, that'll about do it for us this week. So be sure to follow us over on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're on X, formerly known as Twitter. We're always putting out short videos, fun videos there. Hey, we had one pop off for over 5,000 views.
Let's go.
I like that. You got to like that. We're also over on YouTube. If you haven't already, do the like or the subscribe or the notifications. Whatever you want to do, just give us one, right?
For sure.
One out
like,
of three.
Subscribe, comment, all three, please.
Okay, or just go for three for three.
Yeah.
And you're holding down the old TikTok, aren't you?
Yes, at WTL Sports Betting. We are putting out picks before primetime games, parlays, all that kind of stuff. Make sure you check us out on TikTok as well.
You got to give us a live at the field right before kickoff. You're going to be, is it Pinnacle Bank Stadium now?
What is it? MTNM.
MTNM Bank.
Something
Stadium.
Like that, yeah.
All right.
Raven Stadium, Baltimore Stadium.
You're going to be in Ballmer.
I'll do a parlay pick right in front of the Ray Lewis statue. How about that?
I like that. You're going to get sacked.
Yeah.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder. I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.